This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne with Steve Inskeep. On a Texas highway yesterday, a soldier who'd gone AWOL took a drive back toward his base. Iraq veteran Mark Wilkerson says he was denied conscientious objector status. Rather than return to Iraq, he disappeared for a year and a half. Now he's resurfaced in the company of anti-war activists. After a news conference yesterday near President Bush's ranch in Crawford, Texas, they started toward Fort Hood, where Specialist Wilkerson intended to turn himself in. Steve Inskeep reached him as he neared the base.
Well, Mr. Wilkerson, can you just describe where you are as we speak with you and what you're doing?
I am in a vehicle at the front of a caravan of a number of vehicles, and I am traveling to Fort Hood, Texas, where in about an hour and a half I will be turning myself in to the military.
When was your first deployment overseas?
My first deployment overseas was to Iraq. After basic training was over, in February, I was sent to Fort Hood, Texas, where I was assigned to the 720th Military Police Battalion. And then in March 2003, we were deployed to Iraq.
So you were a military policeman in Iraq?
Yes, I was. I was in Iraq from March 2003 to March 2004, so just a year and a week.
What part of the country did they put you in?
I was mostly serving in and around Tikrit and Samarra, Iraq, although one of my missions was convoy security, so I drove all up and down the highways in Iraq.
And then I guess you were rotated home after a year.
Yes, I was.
What happened then?
Well, I came back and I started to find out some things I didn't know when I was there. So I started to wonder what the real mission was there and why we really were there. And I came up with the conclusion that we were not there for the reason stated, and I am no longer able to serve the military in any aspect. So I was going to apply for conscientious objector. And if you'd like, I have the definition of what a conscientious objector is according to the military.
So what is a conscientious objector? Go ahead with your definition.
All right. The military states that a conscientious objector is a person who objects to participation in all forms of war and whose belief is based on a religious, moral, or ethical belief system.
Well, let me just ask. It sounds like you did think that, at least initially, that the war in Iraq was a just war, perhaps a good war.
Yes, initially I did.
And then you concluded that you did not like the reasons for which this particular war was being fought, and so you disagreed with this war.
That is correct. And I just came to the conclusion that throughout my lifetime, I have not seen a war that I can agree with, and I feel that we as a society have evolved far beyond the point that we should be picking up weapons and fighting.
Just to be clear, World War II, bad war.
I was not alive during that time, so I can't say for sure how my reaction would have been. All I can speak of is the experiences that I've had.
Why not answer that one squarely? If all war is wrong, all war is wrong. Why not say so if that's what you believe?
Well, I'm not deliberately dodging the question. I can't say whether it was wrong or right because I wasn't there.
You asked for conscientious objector status at a time when you were waiting for another rotation into Iraq. Is this correct?
Yes, it is.
And they said no. And so what did you do?
Well, at that time, I filed a rebuttal. This was in November when I filed the rebuttal. And I was told that in January, I would be redeploying to Iraq and that the rebuttal wouldn't be considered until I returned from Iraq more than a year away.
So they said, go ahead and serve your tour and we'll let you know later.
Exactly.
What did you do then?
Well, by this point, I had definitely established that I was not going to serve in Iraq. I'm not willing to kill or be killed or do anything I consider morally wrong. So this is when I made the difficult decision to go AWOL.
Tell me about what you did on the day that you left Fort Hood, Texas.
2 weeks before the deployment, we had a pre-deployment leave. We scrambled during the first few days of my leave. We packed up everything we could, and we drove away.
We, meaning you and your wife.
That's correct.
And where'd you go?
We went around. I've been all over the country throughout this last year and a half, and I just went wherever I could find a place to stay.
Did you think as the months went on about the members of your unit, people you'd served with, who went on to Iraq without you?
I did. I respected all of them, and I honor the fact that they did go over. A lot of them, when I was going throughout this conscientious objector process, came up to me and said they supported everything I was doing and that they wished they had the guts to speak out and to say what they wanted.
I can imagine as you head back to Fort Hood, Texas, someone saying to you, you know, I went to Iraq, The fact that you didn't go meant one less person watching my back and maybe more bullets for me. It was more dangerous for me because you didn't go to support me.
Well, to that person and to anyone who's listening who thinks that what I did was the wrong thing, I just have to say, there comes a time in every person's life when they have to make what they feel is the right moral decision for themselves.
Well, Mr. Wilkerson, how far away are you from Fort Hood now?
I'm about an hour away now. We're stopped at the gas station.
Well, Mark Wilkerson, thanks very much for speaking with us.
Well, thank you so much for having me on.
Not long after he spoke to Steve yesterday, Specialist Mark Wilkerson did surrender to military officials at Fort Hood. An Army press officer at the base told NPR that he was processed and advised of his rights. No charges have been announced.